I understand that, and I appreciate God's giving us this time frame and letting us to share one another. I thank you for your kind remarks, for your gifts. I thank God for it. You know, but we got work to do.
Come on, Pastor.
And I don't know how. I'll thank each one of you independently later for your presence, your kindness. Some of you haven't seen before. See you here the first time. Thank God for you.
Yes.
I thank God for you. But we're about the Lord's work.
Amen.
Yes. We are busy about the Lord's work. Mm-hmm. Thank God to see the Smith back in town after been traveling. It's just a nice thing to know that we have people here that love God. You are an example of what godly people should look like. That's who you are. That's what you're showing and have demonstrated to my wife and I over these years. Not just on Pastor's anniversary, but you've done it throughout the years. And I thank God for you. You have been the joy of our lives.
Amen.
You know, we had a, you know, when people tell me stuff that's going on wrong in their family, they think that my family is smooth sailing. It ain't. You got problems, I got problems. We all got problems.
Uh-huh.
We have ups and downs and headaches and storms, but we know that we have a provider and a caretaker, and his name is Jesus. That's who we have. We have the confidence in knowing that he said in his word that everything will be all right. He knows just how much we can bear. That's what he got. I wrote something down, but I'm not even going on it today. I have a feeling that we need to talk about some things.
Talk about it.
That your burdens that you're facing are not just yours alone. But God knows what you're going through. He knows just how much you can handle. He knows of your briny tears. When you're crying at night and you can't seem to do something about a situation, you know it's overwhelming, but I'm telling you, God knows. He's watching over you. We pray all the time for our children, our grandchildren, all our family. We continuous praying, but I can tell you right now, prayer does work. God sees about his praying warriors. You know, brother, you know, we know the situation. Brother Lamont has been here longer than any of us. He came early in the ministry. But you all came early too, but he came earlier. And you know what he went through. And he knows how it felt to go through some difficult times. But we went through it with his family and his mother. We went through it with them, and we prayed with them. We stuck with it, and God brought things back together again. I'm telling you that God is in control.
Thank you, Lord.
God's in control.
Thank you, Lord.
We are so good. We're so glad about how God has made things work so good.
Thank you.
That's one thing that I will put in my song, in my script, in my sermon. It was in my sermon, but I want to add it to you. And I was going to preach about John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist, to me, is my favorite in the Bible. Under Jesus. Because Jesus said, there was no greater man born of a woman. That's what Jesus said. Then John the Baptist, he said, except for me who is the Son of God. And this one thing they say about John, that when John was born, the angels told his mother that this is what would happen. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Talking about John the Baptist. That your family shall have joy and gladness. want you to know that what you're going through and the situations you're dealing with in your life, I'm telling you to hang on and hold on to Jesus. Because you will experience joy and gladness. He will see that your needs are met. He will see that everything will be all right if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want you to know that. I might not see some of you ever again. But I do want you to know that the God we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that brought us this far by faith, he said he will never leave you nor will he forsake you. He said, I'll be by your side. I'll walk with you. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. My rod and my staff, they do comfort you. I got you. I'm walking with you. That's what he promised to us. I want you to know that's who we serve. That's who we serve here. That's the God we serve here.
Amen.
We're not alone. We're not alone. Even though it looks like we are sometimes, we're not alone. I was called out late at night. Last night. My sidekick went with me. I called my sidekick, my wife. We were in the middle of the night running down the highway. Somebody's situation had gotten out of control. And what we found out was they lacked prayer. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this family had been going through some rough times for quite a while. But what we did last night, we came to this young woman and we prayed over her. And the next thing we hear in the morning that everything is all right. That chasm between the family that had been there all this time had been broken. And now they were back together again. I want you to know that that's the God we serve. He hears the prayer and answers the prayer of the righteous. He knows just how much you can bear. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. He's a real God. In other words, you know that he's going to answer your prayer. You don't know when, but you know he's going to answer your prayer. But you got to hold on and hold out. And then you'll see the joy and gladness. Because I tell you right now, there's nothing like serving God. There's nothing like serving the God of our salvation. Nothing like it. I'm talking about the God that is of the biblical text. There's a whole lot of people have gods in other ways. I'm talking about the God of our salvation. The God who sent Jesus to save a wretch like me. That God, I'm talking about him. This God is able to do all but fail. And I'm glad about it. That's how our lives have come together. This God. How this church has become what it's become. This God. This God right here. Has brought us together. And allowed us to function as the body of Christ. And help lives that had been strewn upon along the roadside. Help to bring people back together again. To help families to get established and started. We've been for a little small church. God allowed us to do mighty big things. And I tell you, I thank God you recognize me, but I want you to know it ain't me. He deserves all the credit. It's him and him alone. It's him. The God of our salvation. I'm glad about it. That's why that song, This Joy I Have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. This joy I got. I'm glad about it. He has been there for me. He's been there for my family. And I thank him every day of my life for being such a wonderful God. And I, as I close, I want to thank God for the wife that he gave me. Because see, I'm telling you right now, some people don't know what it requires to be a wife of a pastor who's a community kind of person.
Yes.
And if I was stuck in the walls here, it's different. But I'm out and about involved in people's lives. And
yes,
this woman right here is right by my side. Yes. I'm happy about it. And I know everybody's happy about their wife, but I'm happy about her. I'm happy about her. She is a good woman to me. She shows me how a mother and a wife needs to be. She's that person.
Yeah.
And I'm glad about it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. When things get ups and down and topsy-turvy, she keeps a calm voice.
Amen.
She don't go off the chain. She keeps calm. Now, if you ask our children, they might tell you different. I'm telling you what I see. She's a calming voice. And we have been blessed to be able to serve in ministry. And I'm glad about it. I hear, it's good to hear laughter of a baby.
Yes,
I'm telling you, you know, that was some gladness that jumped in my soul when I heard that little laughter of a baby. Well, what a joy to hear a little child laughing in the church. That's all right, little child. That's all right. Please, praise the Lord. I'm going to close with this. We have been together here for a few years now. And I look what the future is going to be. I try to ask God to give me a little vision of what it looks like down the road. I haven't gotten that yet. So in other words, I don't have the gift of future. So if you ask me to ask what the future is, I'll be telling you a lie. If I tell you, well, I know what, no, I don't know nothing. I have no idea. I know those ministers that are supposed to do all that. I don't know nothing. All I know is what's been in here. And that's all I talk about, what's been in here. But I don't know. I try to get a glimpse of God. See, I have these, I'm 70 years old now, going on 71. I'm asking, what does it look like down the road? And all I get is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and watch him do what he does. And just be ready, because you never know what he's going to have you to do. And I'm glad about that. I'm glad about the health and strength he's given me. I'm glad about it. I thank God for it. I will tell those who we're in our little basketball program that it looks like we're going to be back on track again in the coming year. The school has called me and said that we can get back in there. So it looks like our youth basketball will be starting back sometime in January. It won't be the same as it was, because I ain't running up down the court with you no more. I'm just going to go and just open up and have a little time and talk to you and tell you about Jesus. That's all I'm going to do. But we're going to be doing that. It looks like that's on its way. And things are getting back to normal slowly but surely.
Yeah.
And so I just want you to know to pray for our youth. Because I can tell you right now, they're hurting going through all this COVID stuff.
Yes.
Our lives were not impacted as children like theirs have been of this thing. So we need to pray for our young folk. Life has some difficulties that come their way that you and I, as young kids, never faced. We have never faced. Their choices and their options because of what life has bring, especially using those cell phones and stuff.
My God.
What a shame is being brought upon them. Difficulties in life being brought by that cell phone, what do you call that, internet service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it puts them in a real bad position.
Mm-hmm.
So pray for our young people. There might be somebody here who's looking for a church home. There might be somebody here who hasn't been saved but said, I want to be saved. We open our doors to you. Is there somebody here who wants to give their life to Christ right now? Is there somebody who wants to say, Lord, for the Lord I live and for the Lord I die? Is there someone here that wants to live for Christ now. You have not done it, but you're ready to do it now. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus? Is there somebody? Everybody's okay where they are? Everybody's happy where they are. So you have joy and gladness in your life.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen.
I just want you to know that real joy and gladness only comes through Christ Jesus. All the other stuff is a mere imitation.
That's it.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for all that you do and all that you made possible with your people. God, bless and make whole that person that doesn't know you but thinks they know you. That they don't understand you. They have no knowledge of you, but they have this ideal about who you are. God, bless them. Give them knowledge from on high.
Yes.
Give them wisdom. The spirit of wisdom, God. Help them to manifest it in their lives. Now, God, bless every home represented here.
Mm-hmm.
Every family, God, represented here. Every child, every grandchild, grandparent. God, bless in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to him who can keep us from falling.
Mm-hmm.
And present us faultless before his soon coming.
Yes.
Glory manifested in your people.
My God.
Is our prayer. We ask this all in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And for his sake.
Yes, Lord.
And the church says amen.
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 Give God a hand, praise.